When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Listen, I don't think this is going to be a pleasant phone call. If I had to guess, my money is not that this is going to be a fun phone call that we're about to make.
But, yeah, I don't even know what to expect.
We're about to call Garrett. And if you don't know that name, let's just let you know who this person is and why we're a little apprehensive about this call as I'm going to get him on.
So Garrett called the show last week and had a complaint about how often we were talking about our All Paws Home adoption event this last weekend, basically telling us to stop talking about it. We're overdoing it. And he was irritated and just wanted us to play music. And the interaction was not fun. It wasn't very kind.
No.
But for some reason, he sent an email and wants us to talk to him.
And we're like, about what? So I don't know.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Garrett, it's Kramer and Jess.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah.
I am a little shocked as to why you wanted to talk with us again, if I'm being completely honest, Garrett, because I feel like our last conversation wasn't the most positive interaction with you.
Right, yeah.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I kind of flew off the handle.
Yeah.
You know, I was really upset. Man, I was just triggered because I just broke up with my old lady not long ago, like 6 months ago, and the truth is she took my dog. Well, I mean, it was our dog. I guess it's her dog now. And missed my dog, man. And so, you know, hearing all these ads about you guys having like the dog adoption event, I just don't know why it was triggering for me, man. I just called to say I'm sorry. And like, I hope your event went good. And I hope everyone came out. And, you know, I kind of want to go down to Barks myself and adopt for me because, you know, the truth is I miss my dog so much. And like, I hate her, and I kind of been letting that hate go out on the other people, and I'm sorry, man.
Well, damn, man.
I'm sorry about the breakup. I'm sure that can't be easy. I've been in that situation, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can tell you, we did hear from a lot of people over the last couple of days that were not happy.
Wait, hang on a second, Garrett. I'm kind of curious, like, what made you want to reach out and talk to us again?
Well, one of my friends heard me on the radio, and they said that I sounded like a real and I listened to myself, you know, on your podcast, and I realized I kind of flew off the handle here, and I just wanted to make it right. And, like, once, you know, my boy reached out to me and was like, yo, I heard you on the radio talking smack about the dogs, and, like, that's not cool, man. And I heard myself, and, like, the way I behave, it wasn't the best me, and I'm sorry.
Well, first off, apology accepted.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for calling back. And
yeah.
Like, I've lost a pet in a breakup too, dude. So I'm really sorry, I feel you.
I think we all kind of we all
get
at least empathize where you are, man.
Yeah.
And I think that takes a lot. It takes a lot to publicly want to come back. I think you could have just sat there and said, "Okay, that was embarrassing." And
yeah,
you know,
you never needed to talk to us ever again.
I think it takes a lot.
I'm surprised you guys took my call. Thank you so much.
No, man. Honestly, it was a huge success. You know, 125 pets going home out of
so
the shelter.
Real.
Yeah, it was huge. It was huge. I'll be honest. Your name was mentioned multiple times while we were out there
at the event. Actually,
oh no,
it's okay.
But
it's
hey,
it's okay.
If they came out to spite you, then hey, whatever. I mean, it's
then you actually did help us a little bit. So I think some positive did come out of it. And honestly, I'm really excited for you to go to Barks because even though you missed our event on Saturday, actually all the adoption fees are waived for the rest of the week. So I hope you can go over there and you find somebody new. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. And like a new beginning, you know. I know it sucks to lose an animal ever. I mean, no matter how you lose
them. Yeah, it's the worst.
You know, it's the worst. If it's a breakup, a death or whatever. So I know what you're going through, and I appreciate you owning up to your your mistake, and that means a lot to us. And we just
man, like I said, I'm just surprised you guys took my. I thought you might have had my number blocked or something by now, man.
No, man.
I didn't know what I was getting into.
We believe in second chances on this show, man. We believe in second chances, so we appreciate
thank you for having me.
You taking the time to come on and explain yourself, man. And apology accepted. And you're welcome here anytime. Okay.
Thank you, man.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.